All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We were going to go, yeah. So sometimes we just look for the yard marker to go, but he definitely wanted to, for sure. So I was certainly not going to give him that win. He's got a lot of others, but, that was a shot that we said, hey, on the other side, we know how good this group is too. So like, if we got a shot and we can go take it, let's go take it. And so that's where the decision came for on that one at the end to try to go, basically that's, you're trying to go win the game right there. And it takes, some space to go there because Jaden and Terry have really put in a lot of work together, although we may have not seen that come to fruition in the first 2 weeks. For those of us who've been back in Ashburn, we've seen that. And so I think when you put the work in, you have confidence that, all right, if the moment comes, we're gonna go take our shot.
Dan Quinn on a Hall & Oates triumphant Tuesday. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. So I found that funny post-game. You got somebody asking, like, they want one more Jaden Daniels' awesome anecdote to crowbar into that column. They're like, so he made you stay on the field, right, Dan? He looked over at you and said, I'm not coming off the field, right, Coach? He definitely is the reason why he went for the fourth down, right? He's the best quarterback to ever play, yeah? And Dan Quinn's like, well, look, he had a great night. But I'll take a little bit of credit.
I have the headset on.
I was going to go for the fourth down anyway. But to that point, I love the demeanor by Daniels. I call it Lamar-like because he's the guy I've seen the most in these primetime games over the years who's adamant. If we've seen it once, I'd say 50 times, where he and John Harbaugh either on the sideline and a timeout go back and forth, or he just does the Daniels yesterday where he looks over, they're zooming in, you see him through the face mask, high-definition 5K cameras, and he's like, come on, let's go, let's go, let's go. And that's what Daniels wanted to do. But Dan Quinn had already made up his mind. We even saw it on the telecast a couple of times where on second down he'd be talking to Cliff Kingsbury. They went for 3 fourth downs, and they got all 3 in the game. A really, really strong game in that regard for Quinn. 4th and 2 on the first drive at the 34. If you decide to kick a 52-yard field goal there and miss, and it's now 7-0 Cincinnati, they're getting the ball back after you missed a field goal. What a different momentum scenario that is.
Absolutely right.
Later in the game, 4th and 1 at the 33, a much easier decision, I would say, in that it's 1 yard to go. But that could have been a 51-yard field goal. Daniels, second half, plows forward with his shoulders down, lowering the shoulders for a first down. He's got more first down scrambles than any quarterback in the NFL this season. And then on 4th and 4 at the 39, they decided to go for it with 4:30 to play. I thought that was a no-brainer. It's no man's land. There's almost no reason to punt there. You definitely aren't kicking a 57-yard field goal with a kicker you barely know. And they don't punt anyway. So at that point, I thought that was the easiest one, and Ertz ended up making some right 9-yard completion. But really, there was only one time maybe where they could have kicked the field goal. But the fact that they were 3 for 3, it was no hesitation. He went for all 3. I thought that was very, very good trust from Quinn.
That's the word, is trust, right? Because I've seen, they were up 8 at that point, right, where he opted not to kick the field goal on the 4th and 4 from the Cincy 39. You touched on it. That's a 56-yarder. A lot of coaches would go, oh, that's a pretty conventional play. I go up 2 scores. Even if I don't get it, I'm still up a touchdown and a 2-point conversion with the football. So meaning if the other team goes down and scores, then I still get the ball back with a chance to go win it. I could see him being the defense first, A little bit more conservative approach there, but he's like, no, this is who we are. We're going to go win the game there, right, to go up two scores, to go up two touchdowns. And that's ultimately what happened, obviously, is they converted it just calm, clear as day to Ertz for the 9 yards. And, a couple of plays later on a 3rd and 7, all-out blitz, touchdown to McLaurin, thing of beauty.
Grant and Danny from the Cincinnati area. We're in Lawrenceburg today, broadcasting live on the Fan. Our road trip continues. We'll be back in the saddle in our Half Street studio tomorrow on G&D. We're flying back tonight, but the Commanders look like they've got a bright future, and you should think about your future as well. The exclusive sponsor of our show is the law firm, Kandori and Murrah. They're the ones that brought us out here on this awesome trip. Now, they want to take care of you and your family. Schedule a consultation with their estate planning attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them G&D sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. What impressed you most about Jaden Daniels and his incredible outing? He has been the talk of the country today. Every sports show we're watching on all the big screens here in this book, it's nothing but Daniels highlights, Chiron questions about him, Washington's offense. A star was born last night. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Vince in Accokeek on Grant and Danny. What's up, Vince? How are you?
What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Glad y'all got a chance to go out there and enjoy the trip. I know y'all have as much trauma with this thing as me. Especially you, Grant, not so much you, Danny, because you got to see some Super Bowls. But for me, the most impressive thing from Jaden yesterday, kind of like what Danny talked about, yeah, the decision-making was good and very impressive, but the poise, and not so much the poise. It was in the fourth quarter on the last drive when we went to win the game. I'm watching the game, and the screen, like, locked in on his eyes, and I said, oh, my God. Like, he wasn't smiling no more. It wasn't like the kid who was just in the backyard playing no more. It was almost like the game. He finally felt like the game actually started. And the look in his eyes was like, "This is what I work for. This is what I'm built for. Like, I'm humble, but this is the confidence that they see in me. Like, I don't plan on losing this tonight." That was the thing that was impressive to me.
Thanks, Vince. Appreciate you, buddy. So I'm not really a body language guy in that sense, or like how someone looks, or what is their demeanor. I'll say this though. Last night, when it was so crazy at the start of the game, on the first drive, he had to scramble to the, would have been the near sideline on the telecast. It was away from us, mm-hmm. where we were sitting. And he goes and he picks up a handful of yards. And I remember, like, right after the play, he kind of dapped up the defender and they kind of tapped helmets. And you could tell, like, just where, even from across the field, like, they were kind of chuckling and having a moment. And I remember thinking to myself, this guy is just so at peace.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, he's so...
That's a relaxed dude.
It's just a dude on a playground. Like, all I could think about, I'm recording him before the game as he's warming up, and there's 68,000 people making noise, and the whole country's going to be watching. I'm like, I wonder if he's tight right now. I wonder what it's feeling like, how nervous he is. And 5 minutes later, he's down 7. And then 10 minutes later, he's on the field, and I'm seeing this, and I'm going, man, I mean, this guy really, it's just ball to him. Like, that was comforting in a way, sitting there going, I bet she's okay. I bet she's not that nervous.
So I just, opposite to you, I am a body language guy. Like, now, you can be wrong. You could say, God, the guy looks terrified. He looks nervous. And then he goes out and makes the shot, or
yeah,
throws the pass or whatever. But I'm interested in that sort of thing, right? And he looked as if this whole, like, this is just a 7-on-7. It's just a throw around.
Exactly.
I'm in the spring. I'm hanging out.
Well, the way that the Bengals buddies played, it was a 7-on-7.
Oh, thank you.
Am I right?
Oh, thank you. But doing that in a fake way, which a lot of times you'll see a young hotshot quarterback kind of come up and try to do that thing. It's like they read a book on how to do it, so they're trying to implement it, and it's not natural. And eventually, guys see through that. But when it's genuine, when you have that real charisma, like the how famous Joe Montana was,
yeah,
for saying, "Oh, look, it's John Candy," and then they go 92 yards and win the Super Bowl. Like, that sort of real ease and comfort, it legitimately matters and helps people perform at their best.
Jay in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What was impressive to you about Daniels last night?
What's up, you guys? I got two things before Daniels. Most importantly, did you actually really honestly see Tress Way in the concourse?
I wish I had. I did not.
Yeah. Least important, I love you guys, but I hated the last 2 weeks with the Terry and the Kingsbury stuff. For a listener, like, you guys are like a super drag for only 2 weeks with a QB, with a rookie QB. I agree
with it's not just 2 weeks, Jay. It's not just 2 weeks. I mean, Terry has not.
It is only 2 weeks because you have no idea. And Warren Sharp said this. You have no idea what he's talking to with Jaden Daniels and what he needs and how he wants to progress him. He could prove you completely wrong next week. But just to get to my point, because I know you guys won't disagree with me. Also for Danny, like don't call Terry slow until you see him catch the ball like Zach Ertz, like and fall down. But anyway,
catch and fall, Zach Ertz.
Catch and fall guy.
Anyway, Jaden has impressed me with his progression from game one to literally not throwing it to anyone, going through his progression in like 5 seconds. To literally laying that ball out for Terry at the end of the game yesterday, like his progression is what should get fans the most excited. The like every game constantly getting better. And I know we're gonna have some bad games, but I know for a fact every little game you're gonna have a little spark that says he's getting a little bit better, and that's what I love about him.
Yeah. So and you look at it, it's a staircase right now, right? Thanks, Jay, for the call. So game one. Was whatever it was. It was the runaround fest, right? It was the party where he ran 20 times. Game two, second half specifically, was better than game one. And then game three was this masterpiece last night that was incredible. And so it has been foundation, better the next week, better the next week. And as I always say, it's not going to be linear. But, yeah, totally. The fact that he keeps getting better. Why I was encouraged coming out of the Giants, second half better than the first half. Second half, best half he played. First half against the Bengals last night was the best half he played. Then the second half was probably the best half he's played. So he's basically stacked now. Like, each half has been better than the one before it, frankly. And that's awesome. I mean, that's
usually doesn't go that way. Usually there's there's a down in the stock market, and then it goes back up a little bit, then you end up in a better place. This is just a rocket ship, basically, Concorde style.
Specific to McLaurin and Kingsbury, to answer that point, you know, I would be surprised if fans didn't get bothered sometimes when we have conversations about the players that they love.
I understand that.
Whose jerseys that they wear. That's perfectly okay. You are allowed to disagree, and you're allowed to not like things you hear. But it is not, you know, I don't really have conversations based on tiny samples. So this was not about 1 week where he didn't catch passes or 2 weeks where he had small numbers. You look up the explosive numbers, the yards after catch stuff, over now a 4-3 year trend. It's going in the other direction. The point I made last week was where I still trust him implicitly over some of the X's and some of the elite receivers in the league is on the stuff they asked him to do last night. The contested catches, got a guy draped over your back making an unbelievable catch. You know, even on those plays, it's not like he's running free. He beat Cam Taylor-Britt with a move, and Taylor-Britt kind of caught him, and he stacked him up behind his back and then tracked the football because McLaurin's elite at that. The other catch was just Hall of Fame all-time, like, impressive football play with a guy right behind him, and he needed a perfect throw, and he made it. But the point I think we were making, or I'll speak for myself last week, was watch Malik Nabers. You don't have that here. There are just guys around the league that do it differently. Doesn't mean anybody is down on 29-year-old Terry McLaurin. It's just it's a different kind of thing. And they've got to scheme him some open looks occasionally. The vertical shots, in the regard that they were last night, I think will be there. It's just a lot harder to hit them. It took the perfect pass 60 yards downfield and the perfect play by McLaurin to set up first and goal inside the five. He made the play because he's awesome, and Jaden made the throw because he had an all-time night and maybe he's going to be special. The touchdown throw had a 10% chance of being caught via next-gen stats. 10%. 10 out of 100 times, they'll make it work. But Kingsbury's just been great from really moment one as a play caller. Where I'm coming around on him a little bit is the design. Seeing it in person now the last 2 weeks, the spacing he uses. Logan talked about this with us a little bit yesterday. It is less motion than I like. It's less under center than I like. It's less play action, all those things. But he still gets some of the stuff you need figured out with how he lines guys up. And this is something Logan Paulson's been harping on for a few weeks. And like yesterday, the amount of times where they would either go empty or they'd have a guy in the backfield, Danny, and you got the receivers and tight ends and everything spread around where they're still getting the matchups they like. Like you and I are like, oh, look, they got this weird alignment. They had a gun formation with like a power eye next to Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, Robinson was in front and Eckler was almost like hiding behind him.
Really cool, just different concepts. So I give him a lot of credit for that. I still think offenses should be under center, and you should use play action, and you should use motion. I just think that's how the league works, and that's how most of the good offenses are. But you got to give Kingsbury unbelievable credit so far.
So let me make my quick Terry McLaurin point. My analogy I always like to use with this is Ryan Kerrigan. Everybody properly categorized and was correct about what Ryan Kerrigan was. Just a really good player. Nothing wrong with Ryan Kerrigan. Saying that Ryan Kerrigan is not Von Miller in his prime doesn't mean he's not good. And my point was, I think a lot of people had been going with Terry, he's the Von Miller equivalent. He's as good as A.J. Brown or some of these other superstars in this league, when in reality, he's probably closer to a Ryan Kerrigan, a Pro Bowl caliber player who's really good. There's nothing wrong with being really good. My point was always maybe we've overestimated, kind of working back from a, why are we at 39 yards through two games? Why is our production sort of steadily going downhill? I understand we've had bad quarterback, bad offensive coordinator, et cetera. Still, in a lot of those situations in other cities, you get disasters where Devonta Adams goes for 1,100 yards and 8 touchdowns. You get disasters where name that wide receiver is doing special things still. We weren't seeing that. Trying to work back from a result. So, again, I understand if you bristle because you like the guy. We like him too.
I would also point out that, you know, part of the discussion with him on this show will always be the quarterbacks he's played with.
100%. It should be.
And he's caught passes with. McCoy, Alex Smith, Case Keenum.
Don't.
The late Dwayne Haskins, Kyle Allen, Taylor Heineke,
ew.
Garrett Gilbert, Carson Wentz,
Garrett
Sam
Gilbert.
Howell, Jacoby Brissett.
Huh.
I mean, it is a disgusting list. You know, it is a like a pimple being popped that, like, accidentally some of the liquid gets on your nose. Disgusting.
It's an episode of Dr. Pimple Popper
right.
on TLC.
It is a really nasty, like, some show that Tom watches on TLC where, like, the doctors have to tell people they're about to die or something.
And then,
like,
they get married.
And then for some reason they have their first kiss awkwardly right before the death.
Oh, God.
Like, it is a very gross list, to be clear.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't change the fact that, like, you don't there are guys that are just going to get open, and then there are guys that you have to figure out a way to get them open. Which list is each receiver on? I think that was kind of the conversation we were having last week. 800-636-1067 is the number. I want to get back to Jaden Daniels, who was exceptional. Also, let's give out some attaboys. We don't get to do this very often, but one of our favorite segments after big wins. Who do you want to give your attaboy to? We'll do that next on G&D.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's a really cool customer, and he's got like real poise about him. I thought going in, we knew the importance of the ball and you know, the decision making for that. We just couldn't give them short fields and chances to go. So his ability to know when to, when not to, when to make a play with his legs, I thought we've seen a lot of this at practice, and now it's carrying over into the games where the decision making, sliding, going, taking your shot. But I thought it was a really strong performance tonight by him.
Dan Quinn on the Jaden Daniels gem last night in primetime. The Commanders beat the Bengals with very few expecting them to. Final score 38-33. Washington scores on every one of its drives. They have now gone two consecutive games without punting. And in fact, have scored on double-digit drives in a row. You got to go back two football games since they last started a drive that didn't result in points other than when they were kneeling down. If you look at their drives last night, 10 plays, 70 yards, touchdown. 7 plays, 62 yards, touchdown. 6 plays, 75 yards, touchdown, end of the half. Then, only drive of the third quarter, 9 plays, 28 yards, touchdown. 12 plays, 46 yards, field goal. 12 plays, 80 yards, touchdown. And that is a ball game. Get back to the phones in a second. 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067. Danny, I'll tell you, this assignment was provided, I'm sure, and assigned before yesterday. Not a whole lot of respect just yet for the Commanders. They're going to the Cardinals, as you know.
Yes.
Kickoff in the 4 o'clock window on Sunday. The broadcast crew on that game for Fox, the D team. It's a Chris Myers situation. Never the way we draw it up.
You've got Myers.
Mark Schlereth, run the ball. Stop the run.
Physicality.
And Jen Hale on the sideline. So Chris Myers, Mark Schlereth on the call. You get a big head shake from Darius. It'll be one of those Sundays.
Oh, it's fine.
How many names will be said in a way you don't recognize them? That's the big question. 800-636-1067. Let's get to the phones and start with Will in Stafford on line 5. What's up, Will?
Hey, Will.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
But, you got it.
I just want to say, I'll give a quick attaboy to Nick Allgready for basically saving the game.
Hell yeah.
In that fumble. I think that was a great play. But I'll say on Jaden Daniels, just his body control, the one juke move on Shaka Hayward, the slide that everyone liked. I mean, it was a perfect form slide.
Well, the slide awareness was choice, Will. It was so nice.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got this body control. If you remember, RG3 ran real upright and stiff, kind of like Steven Davis on Ozempic, you know? He was just real stiff. And Jaden's just smooth, man. He's like Trey Turner sliding across home plate. He's got a juice and a smoothness to him. And
I'm glad you brought up the slide.
I'd forgotten about it.
We haven't talked about that.
We're smacking each other. And thanks, Will, as always, buddy. We're like smacking each other. Sense go, dude. It was the first down was achieved. There's three guys closing in. I slide and it's harmless. It was perfect.
Have you seen any of the telecast yet?
No.
Other than highlights,
yeah.
So last night when we got back to the hotel, couple of us got together in the room and rewatched the game. They showed the funniest stat I've ever seen on the broadcast after that. The stat showed 34 runs, one slide. But it's just a hilarious thing to post. They put that on the ESPN screen. It said 34 rushing attempts, one slide. It was his first of the year. But it was so natural.
It was beautiful.
It looked like what you would tell a baseball player to do as they're coming into third base for
textbook,
a triple.
Man. Not even break up a double play slide. There's nothing clunky about it. You're not kicking up any feet or going after someone's calf. Just a natural, nice little pop slide.
Attaboy to Austin Eckler. I feel for you, brother.
Yeah.
We should have been talking to him 20 minutes ago on this show. Every Tuesday at 5 o'clock all season. We're going to have to push that interview this week till later in the week because he's still in the concussion protocol. The numbers don't look that big, but remember, they all came in one half of football. 3 carries, 35 yards, and a touchdown. All of those really early. 2 catches, 22 yards. So it was 5 touches for 57 yards and a monstrous kickoff return as well. Attaboy, he's just giving them such a jolt.
He is so damned good. Attaboy, Luke McCaffrey. We read stats last week about Luke McCaffrey's actually getting open. Probably wasn't necessarily part of the plan or what Daniels was supposed to be looking for, or who knows what was coached, what wasn't. But he got rewarded a little bit this week, including a couple big plays to move the chains. So Luke McCaffrey, attaboy.
Attaboy, Ja'Marr Chase, who dropped a third down throw in the red zone. In fact, inside the 10, goal to go, from Burrow. And they had to kick a field goal, if you remember. He was, like, sliding just past the marker. It was a low throw. It would have been a nice catch, but he makes it 90% of the time. And I thought that was a big break. Attaboy Evan McPherson, speaking of breaks. He'd made 20-some straight kicks, I believe, from that distance. It was 48-yard field goal. They call him Money McPherson here. He is, like, automatic. Everybody loves him. His jerseys are being worn in the crowd there. Like, people, he came out. He got, a Mark wrestler, some face running out and yelling about the local football team. They love him. And then he missed a field goal that I thought was a chippy for him. That was a pretty good break. And then attaboy, this was a good call, but Terry made a move at the line of scrimmage and got grabbed up around the face mask. A hands to the face negated what would have been a third and eight, like a huge behind the chain spot on the first drive of the second half. Penalty was called. At that point, it was like a 5-0 penalty discrepancy against the Bengals versus Washington. Attaboy referees letting the guys play. There really weren't a lot of flags all night long, and certainly not against the Commanders. But I thought that was another good fortune moment where instead of a third and eight, they got an automatic first down and scored a couple plays later.
Yeah, a couple. I throw one to the entire team, as you mentioned, for not committing very many penalties at all. I mean, last week they committed more than they did the whole game just in their offensive red zone drives to sabotage themselves. That was very clean as far as those things go.
Let me ask you this, Danny.
Please.
Of the turnovers so far by Washington's offense this year, if you had to pick the one that was like the most demoralizing, that did the most damage to them, or you just think was the least excusable, which one would you say?
God, it's hard to think of any. You know what I mean? Like, has there been one that's been devastating or demoralizing or contributed to anything at all? No, I don't think there's
nothing.
Been one.
Well, let me just, I'll jog your memory. I'm going to list all of the turnovers this season.
Yeah.
Through 12 quarters of football.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah,
and three games by the Commanders offense.
Okay, go.
So don't forget the one that was the.
You didn't say anything.
So I'm listing all the turnovers.
Yeah.
Every time they've thrown a pick
I'm waiting
or
you
lost
to
a fumble.
Right. I think everyone gets it. We know what a turnover is. Yeah. What are the turnovers?
Sorry. Here they are.
Yeah. Are you going to.
That was it. That was the list.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. So is it – you know, there aren't any.
They've had some good fortune with getting their own fumbles.
Yeah, that has happened.
That does not continue. But they've also just, by and large, protected the football, too. And that's what winners do. I want winners.
Let me throw one more quick attaboy if I can.
Sure.
Mikey Sanders still, who played outside the whole game pretty much. I know you're going to say, oh, we got beat by Ja'Marr Chase. You know who else gets beat by Ja'Marr Chase? The entire NFL pretty much on that route, single covered with a whole bunch of space on that side. He was tough. He was physical. He broke up one of those short little passes by
that screen,
knocking the snot out of somebody to get out of the way, and then blew up the would-be receiver. He had six tackles yesterday, a couple passes defended. Good game for Mikey Sanders still.
Yeah, I thought there was some really good moments and some, you know, young guy moments, but the blowing up of the screen was something I saw at training camp like five times in a few practices that I was out there. He is so good downhill. He's so physical and just willing to stick his nose in there. So I thought that was a big deal to just see him translate that over to the game. I thought the first touchdown, I know he was trailing. That's a single high safety. Where the heck is Percy Butler going? He's the deep safety on that play. I did not really understand what he was doing. In fact, Jay Gruden texted me right after that touchdown. Like, I hadn't been texting him out of the blue, and he's just like, what the hell's the free safety doing there? Tell him to get his butt over or go single. You can't go single high against this team. You'll get killed.
Like, what if you'd walk down to the sideline and just tap someone on the shoulder?
Yeah, man, I'll let him know, Jay.
Grant Paulson from the club level?
Now, they mostly ended up with two deep safeties. They went to a one safety look later in the game. You know what happened?
A touchdown to Ja'Marr Chase?
Another deep touchdown to Ja'Marr Chase.
Weird, huh?
Maybe Jay was onto something there.
So Joe saw that and was like, you know where I'm going with this ball? How about 100 yards combined between those two throws to Ja'Marr Chase?
Let's go to Derek, who's in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's up, Derek? How are you?
Love you guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. Happy Tuesday.
I'm all in on the offensive line. I think they're a major reason why they were so good last night. They're doing the job. They were a question mark coming into this season, and now
Agreed.
Man, they look good because, you know, Jaden was in the pocket just hanging and throwing darts, and he looked confident and happy and comfortable. That's not what's happening with the rest of these rookies.
So, no, and the number of times they picked up. Sorry, go ahead, bud.
I said, God bless him because he gives credit. And that's another thing. He's such a good leader. He's like, this wasn't me. You know, this is a team thing. And so it was beautiful, man. And penalties-wise, coaching, we got back to two penalties, and only one of them was offensive line.
Yeah, and they both came at the end of the game. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate it.
I mean, they did not have a single penalty at the midway point of the fourth quarter. On the road in one of the loudest stadiums I've ever been in.
Huge deal.
I don't even know where to start to try to say how impressive that is. But the O-line is not getting enough credit. There's no doubt in my mind. I've not looked up or dove into, like, the PFF numbers on pressures and whatnot. But the number of blitz pickups, times where, especially in the last couple drives, where Cincinnati was sending that fifth guy like the dog or six with a blitz, and where they're sending someone downhill at Daniels, heat-seeking missile style. And you're like, here they come, and they don't penetrate. Mm-hmm. Like, Daniels is still flat-footed with space. Huge. They were awesome all night. And I've over-talked about the third and fourth down time, but, like, think about all those Ertz throws and those backbreaker moments where they move the chains. Daniels was almost never on the run.
Not harassed there, yeah.
You know, he had time. Grant and Danny with you on the Fan, taking you up to 6:15 ahead of Nats baseball. Top of the hour, we've got our Don't Forget About items. Next, let's talk about some unsung moments.
Gonna have to score some points tonight. Daniels lets it go for the first down and plenty more. McCaffrey is short of the touchdown, but the rookie got 30 yards on fourth and two.
A 40-yard catch and run by Luke McCaffrey came into last night's game, ranking third in the NFL in separation percentage at the wide receiver position. And he was open a bunch last night. A couple of big catches, and that catch and run on fourth and two set the tone for a opening drive for Washington that tied the game. Deacon is on Twitter. I'm at Grant H. Paulson. Danny's at Funny Danny. He says, you guys are pros, but you are leaving out the main reason for the big win for the Commanders last night. He said Danny was in the house.
Mm.
Sounds like Deacon thinks you need to be at more games, Danny. So
Deacon is respectfully incorrect. Last time I went to one, they lost by 200. So there's no trend here.
But that was years ago.
Sure, we have a great moment. That was awesome.
During the Josh era, you are 1-0 with the Commanders when you're in the house.
I suppose we have correlation. We do not have causation.
Let's test this thing. Let's get you on a bird out to Phoenix. We'll take the show on the road to Arizona.
Oh, no.
We should do it the way Washington did it, too. Let's call CK.
Let's go straight there.
Let's change some flights. I don't want to have to adjust my time and have to deal with different beds. I'm not going to go home to the Lorton area.
Yep.
I'm just going to get on a plane here. I'll go out to Phoenix. That's what my sleep doctor wants me to do.
I don't really have that many clothes, but bleep it. Let's go.
Cleveland at home in 2 weeks. Can I interest you in a trip to Northwest Stadium?
Oh, where's that? Is that northwest of the state of the city?
I'm not really sure how that works.
No. Never again. But Thank you for the invitation. That's really nice of you.
But you had fun.
I had a great time.
We had a really enjoyable time.
You want those awesome times to continue, wouldn't you?
Yes. I certainly would.
I know you had an awesome time, Frank. The whole city knows how you had an awesome time. I'm trying to ask Mitch here if he had an awesome time. Terrence, what movie?
He does not know.
He doesn't know.
But I will tell you what movie.
Mm-hmm.
That would be Old School.
That's right.
We're looking for old school.
Would have accepted old school there.
Now, we are at Thommy's Watch Bar. When Thommy worked the program, Thommy had seen some movies. He knew some of the references we would make occasionally.
Yes. And he'd even contribute. Right?
Huh? He would even occasionally throw in a barb or two. All right. We will get to Don't Forget About next segment. We'll also get the weather lined up for the Nationals game. People are making their way down to Nats Park tonight. 6:15 pregame, 6:45 first pitch for Charlie and Dave. How about Trent Scott's celebration after the big man touchdown? The first time since Joe Jacoby in 1984 that an offensive lineman has caught a touchdown pass for Washington. He said it's a dance from his fraternity.
His fraternity,
I guess.
Yeah.
But what's funny is all the other linemen, I guess, knew that or didn't, but they started doing it with him. They're just like, oh, this is fun. Let's all do it together.
Yeah, and I like the guys that weren't quite as good or didn't have as much practice doing it. I don't know if they were emulating in real time or, you know, like trying to do because they'd seen him do it. I don't know, but it was comical and fun. You get yourself a fat guy touchdown, it's all good.
I know we're still in a bit of a honeymoon phase.
I'm in a glow. I have a glow.
We woke up the morning after the wedding We're just looking each other in the eyes from profile, heads on pillows. Mm-hmm. We're feeling good about what we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, Arizona Cardinals.
Cardinals.
This coming Sunday in Phoenix. Washington going to run this thing to three straight games? What is your early Tuesday feel right now after what we saw last night?
They absolutely have a shot to win that football game. And before this weekend, I wouldn't have said that on two fronts. One, I thought Arizona was pretty good. They really struggled against Detroit. I mean, really struggled. Now, I don't think Washington's defense can make anybody struggle. I don't think they can make a lot of college teams struggle right now. That's me being kind of semi-facetious. But it's going to be points will be scored in that game, and we know Washington can do that now. They could drive the football down in Arizona and make some plays.
Cliff Kingsbury revenge game loading for Washington as they go to Arizona.
Let's go.
On Sunday. If Jaden Daniels plays the way he did last night, they will be in every single game, and they will win the vast majority of them. They would have beaten the Chiefs last night. If he plays that game, it's hard to lose. It was that good of a performance. It's time for the Nationals starting lineups on Grant and Danny right now as we get you ready for Nats baseball. Presented by the Windowman since 1989, the Windowman has been the educational window company. Get your free no-pressure in-home estimates at thewindowman.com or at their Fairfax showroom.
Behind Mitch Parker, woman going pitch, Mitch Parker, leading off playing right field, Dylan Cruz batting second in left field. The James Wood at first base batting third, Juan Yepez batting fourth at second base, batting fifth, doing the catching, Kaber Ruiz batting sixth. Your DH, Luis Garcia Jr., batting 7th center field. Your guy, my guy, our guy, Jacob Young, batting 8th to 3rd base, Trey Lipscomb. And batting 9th at shortstop, Nassim Nunez.
What position in the Nats starting lineup would Jaden Daniels play? I'm thinking I'm putting him in center field and letting him go track the baseball.
That's one. You could see him as one of those rangy shortstops, too.
Definitely.
Kind of that new like old-school, new-school guy.
C.J. Abrams without the all-nighter, right. Bender. You know what I mean? Like C.J. Abrams, but like 30 home run, 30 stolen base, C.J. Abrams.
Like going
maybe?
Home at appropriate times?
I'm going to put McLaurin at center field, perhaps. Grant and Danny, coming your way next on The Fan.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.